Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool, and we've got some training camp updates, folks. I have got the goods for you guys. Just my notes for this week, basically kind of a 10,000 foot view of just what I've seen, and I'll reference some specific stuff that I saw, and then just kind of my overall thoughts on what I've seen, what I've read of what I've seen, and you know, I take videos when I go to practice and rewatch them later. I find it really kind of helps me remember what happened, and also kind of see multiple things at once, which is really the toughest part, is just seeing something and then trying to capture, oh, what's the left guard doing here? Oh, the wide receiver. It's always a lot easier if you have video, go back later and you can study it like some kind of crazed monkey, some kind of crazed video monkey sent on an assignment to drive out to Oxnard to take video for that only he watches later. I sound like a crazy person, don't I? That doesn't sound like something a sane person would do. Anyways, my crazed mind is to your benefit, as I'm going to spill the Cowboys goods to you guys. So let's hop right into it, shall we?
Wide 80! Wide 80! Kill, kill, kill!
All right, first segment is going to be on the offense, and then we will follow that up with, surprise, surprise, the defense. So let's start with the quarterback. Guys, I mean, I mentioned this. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this earlier on some format. I can't remember if it was on this podcast or maybe it was on the Blog of the Boys podcast. But Dak is definitely throwing the ball with more velocity, with more speed, harder, however you want to say it. And the reason I bring it up is, I mean, like I said, I mentioned it the other day. Maybe it was last week or something. He did something the other day, just kind of flicked the ball, it was a beautiful toss to the corner, right to Terrence on, I think it was on 7-on-7s. And basically what had happened is that it wasn't even 7-on-7s. It was shell. It was just them running routes versus a corner. It was kind of a quarterback focused drill where they were running the routes, and then the quarterback coach, Wade Wilson, would, you know, attack Dak and you know, have him move around the pocket, then try to deliver the throw, try to reset his feet and then deliver the throw. And there was one where he reset his feet and then just flicked the ball, and it was just it was on a rope, and it was beautiful, and it was just, the power behind it was just different than I feel like he had been able to generate in times past. And then I read the great Jeff Sullivan mentioned the same thing in his article, and I just thought I'd bring it back up because I think it's worth noting. It really does seem to be there. Now, I think a lot of it has to do with us seeing more strength in him, from him in the pocket, throwing in the middle of the field. We're seeing a lot more dig routes and in-breaking routes with Dez, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But I think that he's gotten some velocity on those. He's able to put some speed, but also enough touch to kind of get it over that second level and then behind the second level in front of the third with not just touch and not just accuracy, but with some velocity as well, which is really just nice to see. I think, you know, as far as guys behind him, I mean, we talked about Kellen Moore and McCown. I'd love to see McCown try to take that job from Kellen Moore. I don't know if that's going to happen. Cooper Rush has continued to look like an intriguing developmental guy. I mean, I think more as a practice squad guy than a third quarterback at this point, but I do think he's got enough that I would feel comfy, you know, trying to develop him. I think that he really could, you know, be a decent backup eventually if he got some work. To me, he seems like a bigger, more NFL looking version of Kellen Moore. I mean, like I mentioned before, Kellen Moore went to 150 games at Boise. This kid did not do that. He won a lot of games for Central Michigan, but it's not quite the same thing. So, but still, I think, you know, he's got some traits that, I mean, he doesn't panic in the pocket when he's got people in his face. He can deliver a throw, and I think that's hard to teach. So if you can do stuff like that, I think you've got other traits that could probably be worked around. So at running back, you know, I think there hasn't been a lot discussed about Zeke, and I think a lot has to do, and I discussed this in other formats too, but in other platforms as well, but I think it's hard for Zeke, other than when he just breaks a long run and he just runs all the way to the end zone, to show some of the really great runs he's doing, because, you know, people aren't taking it to the ground. He's not running through people. He's not punishing the linebackers. You know, basically he's down when he gets touched and they blow the whistle. But there was, you know, there's definitely three or four different runs that I've seen in practice this week where he just, you know, he burst through a crease that wasn't there yet. He, you know, cut around a guy. I mean, just he and his abilities in the passing game seem to be utilized a lot more. Whether it's in a check down situation or whether it's splitting him out wide and using him as a decoy or having him run routes. They saw him, you know, running slants and all sorts of, and goes and all that stuff. So, you know, they're definitely going to get Zeke the ball a lot more. The question is, you know, obviously, how many of these games is he going to be eligible for? But I just didn't think that there was going to be there's a lot of people talking about how Zeke looked, and I think he looks fantastic just with his physical gifts and his physical skill set, but also, more importantly, how he's fitting with the offensive line and how that he's in sync with those guys. So, I really want to bring up Rod Smith because he just all throughout camp he's made plays. He's continuing to make plays. He's popped all throughout camp, and I really just think that, you know, I'm of the mind that I'd like to keep just four running backs, including Keith Smith. And I think Rod Smith and Alfred Morris should be those other running backs. And I understand the argument about McFadden and his skill set, but to me, it's just not worth the roster spot. I like Alfred Morris as a runner more anyways. And those other things I want to see, I think I want to see Rod Smith do. I just think that he's got something there. And it's more than I just wanted him to make the team. I want to see him get some touches. Like, I want to see him get the ball. Another guy that obviously needs to be mentioned. I initially was last year. Was more of a Rod Smith fan than a Keith Smith fan when it came to the fullback competition. It became very clear that the physical side of the fullback position, which is, you know, obviously the largest side, was more where Keith shined, and so he got the job. And I've been mostly okay with the job he did last year, and I felt like once he got into the season, he really started to develop as a fullback a lot more. This offseason, he attacked being a fullback. I mean, he clearly must have, because he reshaped his body. He looks like a fullback now. He's playing fantastic out here. I'm seeing him lay people out, pass protection, run game. He's catching the ball very, very naturally in a way that I never thought I'd see a fullback catch the ball. I think he can be a real weapon for this team as a blocker and as a pass catcher. I mean, he's not going to gash people for huge gains, but considering the fact that he's going to be an outlet and basically uncovered, I think he can do some things once he gets ahead of steam. He can punish tacklers, and I think that they have plans for him. I mean, they've shown all throughout practice a desire to get him the ball at times. So I think that's something to keep in mind, and we should take them at their word for that. So look out for Keith Smith as well, and maybe he's going to get some more touches than people expected. At wide receiver, you know, look, like I mentioned before, I'm really, like everyone else, I'm really excited about all the in-breaking routes, the slants, and especially the dig routes. I think Dez is so deadly on those routes after the catch, and it's really just an really, really complementary routes to what the run game is going to be about. And I think that it's really going to make this offense even more deadly when you've got Dez owning the middle of the field, the middle to deep part of the middle of the field. And then, you know, also being able to be a better slant route runner will make the ability for the Cowboys to get him the ball early in games without too much difficulty, so he can get into the rhythm of game, which, you know, at times has been an issue. I think he succeeds more when he catches the ball a little bit early and kind of gets into the game. And I think being a better slant route runner will facilitate that quite a bit. We started to see Switzer get back on the field, and that's exciting because now hopefully we'll get to see a little bit at least of what happens when they get Switzer and Beasley on the field at the same time. Now, I don't expect to see a ton, just because I do think that they want to be careful about showing us all what they have planned there. But I do think that is a position, a formation that is primed for, you know, run pass options, for just running the ball, frankly, just because you get a certain personnel grouping out there to try to, you know, counter those guys. And frankly, it's not a personnel, a defensive grouping that really is going to be well suited for stopping the run. So I wouldn't be surprised if they get, if they spread these guys out with that kind of formation and then just end up running the ball straight down people's throats at times, because I do think that it will lend itself to favorable run numbers for the offense. Beyond that, I think, you know, we've seen both Terrence Williams and Bryce Butler have really, really good camps so far. I think that if you had asked us, you know, preseason before free agency started, the likelihood that you'd hear me say that phrase, I think it would have been pretty low. I think not very many people thought that we would be able to retain at reasonable rates both of those players, but it does seem like, you know, that seems to be the case. So I do think that you know, Bryce Butler specifically seems to have really kind of come a long way. But I think a lot of that has to do with off-season work on his body control and his route, which in tune has really kind of helped his route running. Unfortunately, he did get tangled up and maybe a little bit injured today in practice. We don't really know the severity of it yet, but both those guys, Terrence Williams and Bryce Butler, have shown a good amount of improvement, Bryce Butler specifically, and I think that's really going to be helpful for this team going forward. Tight end, you know, I know it's going to be really shocking to hear, but Jason Witten remains Jason Witten. Very tough to cover one-on-one. Continues to win in route over and over. Is going to be deadly with an option route. The news, I think, here is really about how Jeff Swaim and James Hanna look really, really good and ready to go and both completely healed and all the way back from their injuries, which is fantastic. I even think that Hanna looks more agile than he did pre-injury. He's looked really, really great running some of these routes. At times before the injury, he was really stiff, and I don't know if this really gave him more opportunity to kind of work on his flexibility or something like that, but just to my naked eye, it really does seem like he is a little bit more agile, moving a little bit cleaner, which is really shocking, you know, post-injury. I think we saw a little bit of you know, of Barry Church doing that as well with his Achilles injury. He seemed to come back a little bit of a better mover, and I don't know if that's these guys getting the opportunity to kind of focus more on flexibility in their kind of rehab work, but it really seems to have paid off for Hanna, and he looks really great. I'm excited to see what he's going to do in the regular season. And the offensive line, offensive line. I don't know why I said that so weird. We've seen Byron Bell kind of get his opportunity this week to get his crack at the left guard position. There were a couple different plays during the week that I saw that I really liked. And I saw some stuff in the game too, and I kind of like Byron Bell. I think that, you know, if he's the worst that we get in the left guard, then I think we're going to be okay, especially with the guys that are going to be around him. But, you know, I saw him on an inside zone play where Rod Smith broke a big long run in practice, and he just, you know, very comfortably was able to get off his double block and onto the second level to make the cutoff block, and he made the key block that really sprung that huge run, and then, you know, later on we saw him on that kind of screen swing pass to Beasley where both he and Tyron Smith and Frederick let their man get upfield, and they sprinted out to the boundary on a quick screen to Beasley. So, you know, we've seen him move. I think anybody who knew the player before the season would be shocked to learn that he had made it all the way down to 310 pounds before camp. But he looks like he's more comfortable in his weight than he has been, I think, you know, in the week previous to this. So I'm kind of excited to see a little bit more what he looks like with some more pads on and some more time with pads on. You know, speaking of Tyron Smith, obviously he's been given some time to rest. I think there has been some people out there, notably people from local Dallas newspapers that have been kind of sensationalizing clickbaiting his rest time by, you know, kind of putting it into the context of how many practice days, how many days of practice he hasn't had in the last 2 weeks. But there's also hasn't been a ton of practice days in the last 14 days. So, you know, there's that. And plus, it's really super early, guys. It's still week one of the preseason, technically, as far as the NFL goes. So we still got a lot of time. They're going to be super, super generous to these veteran guys who have muscle soreness and tightness, because there's tons of time. And besides, it gives opportunity for them to see guys like Clearly, who they love. I don't understand it. But other guys like Kadeem Edwards, who I love and I hope to see. On that same 40 run by Rod Smith, the inside zone where I talked about Byron Bell making the key block, Kadeem Edwards made a really great cutoff block on that one. And he's just really competed really well out here. He's had his ups and downs at times, but I really think that he's a guy that they should consider keeping on the team or at least try to find a way to sneak him on the practice squad, because he's shown us some things so far, and I think he's got some traits to work with. He's a second-year player, so obviously he was able to make it on the practice squad last year, but I would love to see him continue to develop, because I really do think he might have something. You know, and then lastly, I just wanted to mention before we take a quick break, Chaz Green. Look, he's had his pads on in the last two practices out there doing some conditioning work, but he hasn't been working with the team. Hopefully he's closer sooner than later. I don't know if he's going to be ready to play in this game this weekend, but I do think that he is not far away from getting back fully into practice and at least getting some individual work. I mean, you know, hopefully, if not Thursday, then hopefully, you know, next week. All right, let's talk about the defense. Start with the defensive line, and frankly, it's, you know, who's playing at this point? I mean, we have concerns obviously with some of the suspensions, the injuries, and it's starting to pile up. The Tyrone Crawford thing was really just a bad scare. It sounds like he probably will make it back for week one, which is great. He's actually had a pretty decent camp. He's looked good. You know, look, he's never going to be that 10-sack guy, but he's relentless. He's a great leader. He's going to be really good against the run. And I think, you know, having him back for week one would be really important. But good news is, it sounds like despite all the bravado and terrible, terrible reports that initially came out, it sounds like he's going to be okay. One thing I really wanted to talk about, I was really excited about after this last week, is really excited about Malik Collins and Stephen Paya on the inside. Both of those guys have done such a great job this training camp, especially in one-on-ones. Obviously with Paya, like, I knew he was a good player. I seen him play before. I really wanted him years ago when he left Chicago. Obviously, he bounced around a little bit between the Redskins and the Browns. Finally, he's back into the system that fits his skill set. But, I mean, he's been giving Zach Martin fits at times in the one-on-one drills. And I just think that he really could bring something as far as a guy who pushes the pocket a lot in pass defense. I really think that when you start getting the guys pushing on the outside, having someone pushing in the middle can help a lot of these outside guys kind of finish off, because it helps prevent the quarterback from stepping into the pocket and allow some of these speed guys to get around the corner the way they need to. Keeping the outside guys in mind, it's been good to see Benson Mayo make his way back into practice. I even had a sack the other day in practice, which is great. So him and DeMarcus Lawrence coming back and starting to look strong has really kind of given a level of confidence, a boost of confidence for the pass rush that is, which is great, which is fantastic to see. As far as the defense overall, I think that, you know, they really could be something special as a group if they were all to develop. It's just really a matter of who's going to develop and how quickly and who's going to be on the field at the time. You know, we really have seen good things with DeMontre Moore so far. His two-game suspension is unfortunate, but we'll see how it goes. Moving back a line, let's talk about the linebackers. You know, look, I'm excited about Anthony Hitchens, even if let me rephrase that. No matter what happens with Jalen Smith, I'm excited about Anthony Hitchens. Whether he's the backup linebacker for both Jalen and Lee, or he's playing Sam linebacker, or some combination of those, he's looked really great out here. And if he's the starter, that's even great too. He's made plays. He's he's looked good in coverage. He's bounced back and forth between Mike and Will, and he's done both well. He's reacting well. He's moving well. He's still going to have problems stacking and shedding, which is why I still eventually would love to see Jalen make the move there. And as we'll say, we got some exciting news there. But just speaking about Hitchens right now, I'm really impressed with what he's been able to do. I wanted to give Wilbur a little bit of love because every once in a while in the season, Wilbur will make a play, and every once in a while in training camp, Wilbur will make a play. He had a safety, it looks like, the other day in practice, which was really exciting. And overall, he's just, you know, when he gets on the field, he just seems to gravitate towards the ball somehow. It's whether it's special teams or on defense, I'm just giving Wilbur some love because I feel like he deserves it. Sean Lee is still Sean Lee. No news to break there. He's just has been fantastic. Just you have to block him or he'll make every tackle. Jalen Smith on Wednesday got some action with the first team as the Mike, which is the first time, and he looked great. He looked natural. He was making tackles. He was making plays. He got a big hit on Zeke that he had to pull up at last minute because he didn't want to hurt him. At this point, he's at the how long can I do it for phase of his recovery, which is really, really, really great. And he's making his way towards getting more and more snaps, getting used to being in football shape. And, you know, I don't see any reason that he can't get on the field at some point. Like maybe not this week, but definitely in the next few weeks. And then eventually, potentially some snaps week one versus the Giants, like he said he would. I really don't think that's an outrageous goal at all. And finally, moving back to the defensive backfield, look, I can't overstate how good Byron Jones looks. And it doesn't really matter what you're asking him to do, whether you're asking him to cover a tight end, he's looked good there, whether you're asking him to be in the back deep half of the field, kind of rangy spot, he's had an interception each of the last 2 weeks in team. He's just making plays in the run game, he's making plays in the pass game, whether it's zone, whether it's man. I'm expecting big things from Byron Jones. He's ready to take that next step and be a playmaker for this defense, which is just exciting to see. Really, really excited to see what Byron Jones is going. For as far as Jeff Heath, I think he's still kind of getting used to being the starter. Not that he's been bad. It's just I haven't noticed him making a ton of plays, but I think that will come because I do think he is clearly comfortable with what he's doing. He has the athleticism that you want for the position, and I think it's really just a matter of time of him getting the experience, him getting more and more used to seeing that many snaps on the defense in several different spots on the field. I think Heath will be a key cog in this part of the defense. Maybe even an upgrade from Church eventually, but maybe not right away. I think Kayvon Frazier is starting to make more and more plays. He's starting to get more and more comfortable as he's getting more snaps. I'm excited to see what he does in this upcoming game. And him and Xavier Woods both have stood out in drills for one time or another, stood out in team. I'm excited to see those guys get out there and do some more things and take that next step because I think I would love to see them, each of those guys, earn snaps during the regular season because I think the Cowboys want to use three safeties a lot. They want to rotate their safeties if they can. I think these guys have skill sets that maybe differ from Jeff Heath slightly, and I think that they can provide a different, you know, mix-up change for this defense at different times. But they got to prove that they have the wherewithal to even make it on the field in the first place. Whew, guys, there's lots of stuff to watch coming up this weekend. Make sure you check out the Cowboys this weekend against the Rams in Memorial Stadium. It's going to bring back memories of last year of getting to watch Dak kind of have his coming out party in my hometown. It was really, really, really just an amazing feet. In my hometown, I've lived out here in LA at this point. I'll always be from Dallas, guys. Make sure you check out FanRagSports.com for updates for all the teams throughout training camp. And then make sure you follow me on Twitter, at McCoolBTB. And until next week, or actually a little bit later in the week, we're going to have a review of what happened with the game. Probably this weekend it'll be up. Happy trails.